dialing 8th and Walton conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton conference call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Oh, man, I am so glad to be here. I'm very glad that you're here. Thank you so much for downloading our little podcast again this week. My name is Jared Davis. I'm going to be very, very honest with you. This is my favorite time of year. I love the fall. Like Oprah loves bread. I love the fall. I love seeing the holidays on the horizon. I love the crisp weather. And I really like talking with people about exciting things happening in the community as we get further and further into the season. That's what today's podcast is all about. We have got two great guests that are going to get you excited about this beautiful autumn time, both for community involvement and for your business as well. First of all, I bet you're just like me. On these crisp October, November mornings, I usually start my day sitting outside for a couple of minutes with that first cup of coffee. And that's why I am very happy to have Jody Connachin on the show today. Jody is with Community Coffee. They have an emphasis not only on great coffee, but in working and giving back to each community. So we're going to find out from Jody today how Community Coffee supports efforts domestically and all across the world. And for my own selfish reasons, I want to find out what's going to be trending in coffee for the holidays. So we're going to have Jody here in studio just in a few minutes. And then, oh, you know what? If you're here in the Northwest Arkansas area, I got a big announcement for you. The Global Interdependence Center, the GIC, is hosting its next central banking series in Fayetteville. That's coming up on November the 6th. Global industry leaders are going to be there having sessions on monetary policy and regional issues, credit demand, capital spending and hiring, the whole global economic outlook, and a whole lot more. It's a unique opportunity for any supplier, retailer, or if you're a business leader to go and take part. The reason I'm telling you this is because one of our good friends, Mr. Colby Beeland, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing for CaseStack, has been asked to be on one of the session panels. Now, usually when we visit with Colby, we're talking about on time in full and some other supply chain issues. But we've got him back on the podcast today to talk about the GIC conference and what he'll be addressing there. As a matter of fact, if you would like to see the complete list of speakers and all the session breakouts, I've got a link to the information and registration page in our podcast description. So check that out. And we will talk with Mr. Beeland a little bit later to find out more about the big conference. Meanwhile, go grab yourself a cup of coffee and get set to learn about Community Coffee next. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Are you a new supplier thinking of doing business with Walmart? Or have you just acquired the Walmart account and have questions about processes? 8th and Walton has a class tailored for suppliers new to doing business with Walmart. The Walmart Fundamentals class is the onboarding experience you need before going into that first meeting. Through Walmart Fundamentals, you'll learn the basics about Walmart, such as the supplier agreement, merchant roles, department numbers, Walmart terminology, and much more. We'll also cover the everyday expectations from retail math to using Excel efficiently. To find out about classes in Northwest Arkansas or the next national webinar, visit 8thandwalton.com and search for Retail Fundamentals in the course descriptions.
You are back on the 8th and Walton conference call. You know, it's always great to be able to visit with a family-owned business that does so much to give back to the community, and I'm very happy to have in studio with us today Ms. Jody Connachin with Community Coffee. Jody, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to ask you about one of my favorite things, coffee. I can't get through the day without it. So we're here in fall, my favorite time of year. What is big for fall in coffee?
Well, I think pumpkin. Everyone hears about the pumpkin flavors, and we have a pumpkin praline. So it's our own little take on it. It has that pumpkin spice flavor with a little bit of pecan added in. It's nice and sweet and mellow. It's a really great flavor for the fall.
Okay, you sold me. Yeah. So when I'm walking down the street, you know, every other shop now is a coffee shop, but I know Community Coffee is very unique. What is unique about Community Coffee?
Well, you know, we're family owned. We have four generations of the Siraj family members who have owned and operated Community Coffee since its inception. We're almost 100 years old. So we're coming up on our centennial birthday pretty soon. So it's exciting to work for a company that has that family ownership because they really care and they think about the communities that we go into and make sure that we give back and support them the same way they support us.
How does that family ownership really affect the way that you do business?
Well, we have lots of programs that are really focused on giving back, and our shareholders, which are the family members, are very involved in that process to make sure that everywhere we go, we're involved, especially with the recent hurricanes that we've seen along the Gulf South. You know, we were in shelters providing coffee. I know it's a very small thing, but, you know, when you lose everything, just to have a cup of coffee that reminds you of home or that somebody cares and somebody thought of you, you know, it goes a long way. And so it's a small way that we can give back to make sure that people are taken care of in some of those worst times.
We have so many suppliers listening to the podcast. What's one big takeaway they could learn from Community Coffee as they go about their business?
You know, I really think it's about connecting back to the communities you serve. I mean, one of the things that's been a great success for us is as we give back and get involved, the customers tend to follow that because they want that genuine approachability in a brand. They're looking for that connection back to what they're buying and what they're consuming. And coffee obviously is a product that people enjoy and think about and really take time and kind of spend time with other people over. So the fact that we're at those special events, those community events, those give back functions with our coffee, making sure we're part of the community, I think it goes a long way.
Can you give us an example of a community you've been able to partner with and some of the great things you're doing?
You know, one of the great organizations we work with is we actually set up a partnership in Colombia, which is one of the places we buy our coffee from. And we went into that area and there were a couple of communities that were struggling with their coffee production. And what we did is we teamed them actually together that if they could work as a collaborative, they could produce enough coffee for us to be able to purchase it and buy it. And what we did is when we put that together, we made sure a portion of those proceeds went back into that community. So from buying chickens and you know, cows some years when they needed more protein in their diets to setting up a school and that foundational approach so that they're really starting to have a sustainable living there at that community. They actually about a year ago renamed their school after one of our owners who recently passed away. They named the school after him. So all the way across the globe in Colombia, there's a school named after the Siraj family based on that give back component because it was so meaningful and impactful in the lives of those students.
That's great. Jody, we appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, suppliers. Do you have questions about Retail Link? Would you like to know more about analytics and replenishment? Good news. You can get your retail questions answered fast with 8th and Walton Chat. Just log on to 8thandwalton.com and wait for the chat box to pop up. Our merchant advisors are standing by to help you right now. It's absolutely free. Chat with us today without the wait. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You're back on the 8th and Walton conference call. Colby Beeland is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for K-Stack. You've heard him on the show many times, but today we're very happy to have him here because Colby's been asked to be on a panel for the upcoming Global Interdependent Centers Central Banking Series. Colby, always great to see you on the show.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Hey, for those not familiar, what exactly is the Central Banking Series?
Well, the Central Banking Series is an event that's being put on by the GIC, which stands for Global Interdependence Center, which is a nonprofit organization based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And their primary focus is on collaboration and mindshare of both global and local economic issues. So they go around the globe, Europe, Asia, Latin America, Central America, meeting with business leaders, political leaders, community leaders to gain mindshare and collaborate and understand these different economic impacts, both from a local and a global perspective. Like when they leave Fayetteville, they're going to Shanghai, Japan to have a very similar conference. And then they'll wrap it up in December in Philadelphia at the Federal Reserve, where they basically spent the entire year gathering information and collaborating and getting this mindshare. And then at the end of the year, they're going to host a global economic outlook and give predictions and expectations for 18 and years to come.
And at this upcoming meeting, you've been asked to be on the panel for the supply chain, retail, and economic outlook session. From this particular audience, what questions are you anticipating?
Well, not really sure what to expect. It really depends upon who's in the audience, but I would assume people are going to be interested with the most recent events with the hurricanes in Texas and Florida and the impact that they're going to have and the ripple effects of those hurricanes from an economic perspective, a supply chain perspective, and the impact on retail.
I had a chance to look at the agenda online, and I mean, this event has a powerful lineup of local speakers like yourself and national speakers. From our area, who do you recommend attends the event?
Any business leader, whether you're a CEO, owner, president, vice president, or just a business manager, if you have to deal with business and have to understand what the future holds from an economic perspective, from capital demand, credit demand, hiring, any of those type of practices, you're going to be able to hear from the leaders of the Federal Reserve on these topics.
I'm going to put a link to the event so people can register right in our podcast description. And I know there's going to be a lot of local suppliers who'll be interested in your panel particularly. But as an attendee, is there anyone that you're really interested in hearing from at the event?
Well, quite honestly, there's two really interesting panels. The first one is going to be by Chris Waller. He's the Executive Vice President of the Federal Reserve, St. Louis. He's going to be talking on monetary policy. And then that's going to be followed by four leaders of different Federal Reserves, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, and Kansas City, where they're going to be discussing credit demand and capital spending and hiring practices. So the fact that local business leaders are going to have a chance to hear from the leaders of the Federal Reserve on these topics is pretty exciting.
All right. So once again, that's the GIC Central Banking Series. Still time to sign up. Check out the link in the podcast description. Colby, best of luck. It's always great to see you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And that's going to wrap it up for another installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the podcast again this week. This is Jared Davis reminding you, hey, we have a card going around the office. We'd appreciate it if you'd sign it. I don't know, somebody's birthday or anniversary or retiring. I think it's one of those ladies over in accounting. Anyway, I'm sure we appreciate him, so, you know, just sign it.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com or 797-15-6700 or at 8thandwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc., or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.